This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for October 2012. How did classical music play a part of Margaret Truman's life as an American singer, radio and TV personality, biographer, mystery author, mother and grandmother, and what musical instrument did she play? Margaret's father, Judge Harry Truman, was a pianist and played for his daughter as she was growing up and had her take piano lessons at a very young age and later voice lessons. For her 8th birthday, she wanted an electric train, and instead she received a baby grand piano from her father. Until 1934, she attended the local public school in Independence, Missouri. In 1935 to 1942, Margaret attended school part-time in Independence and part-time in Washington, D.C., as her father, Harry Truman, had just been elected to the United States Senate. When the leader of their church choir urged Margaret to take voice lessons, she began studying with Mrs. Thomas J. Strickler in Independence, Missouri. During high school, Margaret intensified her vocal studies. After graduating high school in 1942, Margaret wanted to have a career in music, but her father, Harry Truman, insisted she attend college. Margaret Truman enrolled in George Washington University and graduated in 1946 with a Bachelor of Arts degree in history from George Washington University. She continued her vocal studies with Helen Traubel of the Metropolitan Opera and Sidney Deitch. She gave her first concert over the radio with conductor Dr. Carl Kruger and the Detroit Symphony in March 16, 1947. She then sang for the Hollywood Bowl with conductor Eugene Ormandy and his orchestra for an audience of 20,000 people. Then she went to Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C. to sing for the first time on December 11, 1947. Margaret's parents, for the first time, heard her sing in public. She then went to assist her father during his campaign for re-election of his Whistle Stop campaign in 1948. And then, November 20, 1949, she sang for the first time at Carnegie Hall in New York City, and then at Constitution Hall with the National Symphony in Washington, D.C. In 1950, she appeared on Ed Sullivan's Toast of the Town television show and completed another concert tour at the end of the year. When she returned again to sing at Constitution Hall, she then got ready to sign a contract with the National Broadcasting Company. In January of 1953, she continued working for the National Broadcasting Company, where she substituted for Edward R. Murrow for his show on television, Person to Person, interviewing her parents on May 27, 1955. She went on to host a radio show called Weekday and began her first daily television show in February 1965 as the co-host of a half-an-hour program live from Philadelphia. Mrs. Daniel in 1966 hosted a radio show called Authors in the News. She interviewed prominent writers during a 5-minute interview that was broadcast weekly on over 100 radio stations. In 1956, she began writing her nonfiction biographies, and in 1980, her murder mysteries. Margaret Truman Daniels was a lifelong singer who sang later in life in her church choir.